is Davin's Den.
Last segment of the show. Going to do a little audible. We're not going to do Savage Medicine. We'll keep that in the tank for another night because we've been chatting so much and going so long. But we do got to give you guys something for this last segment. Otherwise, we'd be cheating you, and you know we wouldn't want to do that. So we're going to do some comics in the news as soon as I can find it. There it is. Little comics in the news. Come on, get your ass up there. There we go.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
All right, well, there was a big reboot. This past weekend. Roseanne is back. The Roseanne Barr, her last name is back, apparently. So is the show. So now Roseanne Barr is a Trump supporter now. Her character on the show is a Trump supporter. Her sister Jackie, played by Laurie Metcalf, is a liberal on the show. I don't know what her real politics are.
I think she's a liberal.
I think she's a liberal.
Okay. I think John Goodman's a liberal, too.
I think so,
I don't
too.
Think it was determined on the
No, episode. Not on the show. I'm talking about on real life. So the show got a lot of attention in part because the original Roseanne was very successful, and they brought back almost all the cast, which is really unheard of. Usually somebody does. But, you know.
Well, apparently he's not dead.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
did they bring back the sister and then the sister that replaced the sister?
Yes.
Yes, they're both Beckys are back.
They're both, they're all in the same show?
Yes. They wrote it.
That's hysterical.
It was an interesting way that they wrote it in.
I like it though.
I thought it definitely worked.
How did they write it in?
Original Becky is the daughter.
Uh-huh.
Who's going to be a surrogate for new Becky, who's a totally different person. And literally, when they walk in, they go, well, you look familiar.
Oh, that's hysterical.
It was really good.
They did it well.
It was very well done.
So, also, the show's getting a lot of attention because we're seeing a show that portrays a Trump supporter on network television in prime time. More than 18 million people tuned in for the one-hour debut. That's a lot of people.
Is she really a Trump supporter? Or was
in real life?
No. On the show, I believe she just thought he was the best option.
The way she was attacking Jackie seemed like a Trump supporter.
Okay.
Seemed very much.
Well, because she said he promised so many things, but then it came to that he didn't. Like, he's not. Wasn't that one of the lines?
I don't remember that line.
I'm going to have to go back and look now.
So
it's in the DVR.
Here's the thing. Roseanne may be Trump's biggest Hollywood supporter.
Uh-huh.
Or at least the biggest one that is drawing eyes to watch her.
Or the biggest one who's saying it.
Well, that's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. I mean, well, you got that guy, James Woods.
Oh yeah!
You got Chachi. you got Ted Nugent.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know if Omarosa is
really,
anymore.
Really B-list people,
right? Right. And so now Donald Trump called her to congratulate her on the success and took credit for the success at a rally because he's Donald Trump.
Did he?
Yes, of course he did.
Interesting.
Yes. Ivanka and Donald Trump Jr. followed Roseanne on Twitter after the show. Hannity invited her on his show. What I saw on the internet was many who proclaimed that they were anti-Hollywood. Screw these actors and their opinions. Who wants to hear it about blah. All of a sudden, they're kind of swooning over a Hollywood actress who's voicing her opinion. I noticed that a lot.
Interesting.
No, yeah. So, Joe, did you watch the old show?
A little bit, yeah.
You did, obviously.
I did.
I watched the first couple seasons, and then I probably, you know, as it started to go along, I probably faded out of it. But I was certainly familiar with the cast of characters.
Yes.
So you and I, Denise, watched the reboot. You have not.
No.
What'd you think of it?
I enjoyed it.
I thought the second half was better than the first half.
I think it was too, but I think the hype was for the first half to be so great. Actually, you should say the first episode, second episode, because they played two episodes.
They did. They
so
did.
It wasn't a full hour. It was two separate episodes. Yes, I liked the second one better. Again, like I said,
the first one, which I think they tried
to tackle as much as they could in the first one.
It felt forced. The first one was the one that got all the attention. That was all the one about Trump and Jack.
I heard it was really good.
It really wasn't.
Right.
The first one really it felt very forced to me, very contrived.
Yes, but I think it's what's going on in the American home nowadays.
I understand that, but like you said, I kind of felt like they were forcing it upon us.
Yes,
that they were trying to get all this into
get it out in the open.
22 minutes.
Yeah.
Where if they you know spread it out over a season, I think it might be a little.
I think they were looking for a big bang in the first episode,
which they got.
Yeah,
they did. Obviously,
honestly, if it wasn't me, if it wasn't the news reporting this, I wouldn't have even known that she was back. I would have had no idea.
I didn't even know because they were talking about it. I was on the way to work listening to the radio. And I'm like, what? They're doing what? Roseanne is coming back? What? Yeah.
Well, that happened after the reboot of Full House was so successful.
Was it?
I think the thought, well, I mean, with
they're rebooting everything.
They are rebooting everything. I did not watch the reboot of that show.
Neither did I. That show was so awful. That I used to, when I lived in my old house, I used to have it like the TV would come because my wife would put have the TV on, and that show would come on at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I would get out of bed just so
Full
I would,
House?
Yeah, so I wouldn't have to be subjected to that drivel.
Now we know how to get you up and do things. This is good for me to know.
No, but I think the Roseanne is going to be a good reboot. I think the issues that they're tackling are very relevant to today's times.
So I was not thrilled that they put the politics so front and center. Mm-hmm. I think they could have gotten to everything that she obviously wants to get to.
Over time.
Yes. I felt like it was too much. Mm-hmm. Like they were beating our head over. Now, you could say, listen, the comics on late night TV are certainly doing that now.
Yeah.
Beating us over the head with the politics. And my counter to that would be those are two different vehicles. One's a monologue. Mm-hmm. One's a sitcom.
Yeah, but leading up to the election, a lot of people were just... It was all about politics.
Right, but we're not leading. We're a year removed.
But they're coming into it. They want to have their say.
I don't have a problem with them having their say. Unlike a lot of people on the right who have a lot of people on the left having. I don't have a problem with it. I just thought it could have been handled better. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying how dare she this, that, the other. I'm just saying, as far as entertainment value, it could have been.
I think they should have drawn it out longer.
Yes.
And
and we might see more of it. We might see more of it.
Oh, sure, we will.
We both kind of agree it was a bit heavy-handed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, they got Jackie showing up with a nasty woman and a pussy hat. I mean, it's a year after the election. Nobody's running around wearing that shit anymore.
Exactly.
Unless you're going
even
to a march.
Even on the last International Women's Day, the pussy hats were not out.
Yeah. So that's the type of thing. Go. Mm-hmm. We get it.
Yeah.
It fell out of vogue. People are going, it's not in fashion anymore. No.
Did you think?
Wearing a labia after Labor Day? No.
Well, if it's black, I'm not. I don't know how accurately they portrayed the points of view. I thought they made it very simplistic. Like, Roseanne is voting just on jobs, and Jackie's the worst type of liberal, the type of liberal I would smack, Joe.
Right.
Where I would go, all right, it's enough. You're too much. I thought they kind of made them caricatures of what, for a lot of people, is more nuanced. Mm-hmm. What'd you think?
Again, that's all part of the forced part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to see how it's going to play out to really.
I'm just judging on the first two episodes.
Yeah, which I hate to do.
Yeah.
Do you think they had to spoon feed everybody?
They didn't spoon feed. They sledgehammered it.
Okay.
They sledgehammered it, and it was done on purpose to get eyes to the TV,
well,
and it worked.
It absolutely worked. They got
and all the highlights that they showed of the show. Were the highlights of the political stuff, which weren't even the funniest parts of the show, to be honest.
What's interesting is that wasn't in leading up to the first of the show, the clips that they were showing was not that.
Well, I didn't know that.
Clip that they were showing was the pills clip. Like, you know, it's the Candyman or whatever.
The healthcare.
You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'll trade you this for this.
Which, you know, was kind of interesting because when they were talking about they couldn't afford enough for the pills. That's what the gist of it was. And I didn't really get a view if they were blaming the left or the right for that. They didn't really take a political stance.
But you really
stance.
Can't blame anybody right now for that.
Well, people usually do.
People are blaming Obama. People are blaming Trump or whatever it may be. But I think it's just with that aspect, I think that they hit the nail on the head that some people just can't afford it. No blame necessary. Some people just can't afford it.
But it was just so stark by how politicized the rest of that episode was.
Yes.
That they would not do that.
Exactly. Yeah. And if the rest of the show was like that, you know.
I would have been happier.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, oh, how could I? I'm fine that there's a right-wing point of view on.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it could have been better.
From a marketing angle, yeah. I mean, because everything is so, you know, left-leaning that you figure, you know what? There's a lot of people that did vote for Trump. We're going to be if we go with a right wing stance, we're going to be the only one doing it. That we've got a niche market, you know. Think
well,
about
the bottom
it, you know?
Line too is whether you voted for the man or not, he is the president of the United States, and yes. you know it needs to be addressed. And you know, and that show specifically is your working class blue collar show.
Well, you know,
but it was toted.
You know
as...
what? Honestly, they've done statistics. There's a lot of upper class people that voted for Trump, and a lot of the working class is not white. This is like the force feeding.
Yeah, but Trump will tell you that it was the working class. You know,
but it's not
the,
accurate.
The unions, exactly.
It's not accurate.
Exactly.
But do you think? Do you think dealing on the certain topics that they dealt with that, and I'm sure that will be coming up. Do you feel like it's going to be like the All in the Family, the way the All in the Family was in the 70s, where they're dealing with
judging the two episodes.
Never be a show like that again.
Yeah. Judging by the writing can't compare, because it never felt. I can still watch All in the Family. It never feels forced.
No,
it feels like these people are really battling it out.
Yeah,
and. This felt forced. Again, because they did it on the very... We haven't seen this family in close to 20 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And boom, they're at loggerheads like this. There's yeah. no... Like, what happened?
I wish the first episode was not the first one. I wish
right.
the second one
right.
was the
like,
first one.
Like, if they would have built to Jackie and Roseanne having that battle, and then Jackie's wearing the pussy hat, and they piss off Roseanne, and we see them build to that, like they have a big fight over dinner or something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But I think the second episode... should have been the first.
We agree on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm not really thrilled that Trump at one of his campaign rallies, because that's whatever it is with him now. He's talking about saying that the show is about him and the fans, and he's calling up Roseanne. Again, I know it's not this president, but I'd like to think my president has more important things to do than talk about a fucking stupid sitcom.
He's still got that salesman in him. You know?
I get it.
It's tough to get that salesman out of you, you know?
And, you know, he's railing against Hollywood, and then the first one in Hollywood who's nice to him, that then he's kissing their ass. I mean, it's just...
And he put in a storm.
All about attention with him.
I understand that, but I still pretend that he's the president. I still pretend that title means something. You know what I'm saying? It just, it leaves me flat. You know, I'm not saying how dare, you know, because there are people on the left going that they should boycott Roseanne because they don't want to support anything that supports Trump.
Well, it's like, look, you know my political leaning, so I see something on Facebook.
Fucking blew up on my Facebook page today.
Oh, I didn't go there today.
Oh, I wasn't one. It was him and another.
Well, I know.
Yeah, another, yeah.
I told
there's
the two,
a couple on my
I
Facebook
told them to take their pissing contest to a urinal.
I didn't
who
see that.
Who are you battling with?
But,
is it who I think it is?
Another JJ.
I know exactly who it is.
Yeah, him, yeah. So, but the God, now I forgot what I was going to say.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God, I lost my train of thought.
We know your political views, the way that you lean.
Oh, yeah. You're on Facebook and you say the view should be taken off the air for what they're saying. They're anti-Trump, they're anti. No.
They're entitled to
I don't agree with anything they say. So I turn the channel.
Exactly.
Well, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
But again, with the world and the children, and not the children, but the more of the youth of America, you know, they don't want to hear that because that's just the most simple.
No, this isn't
answer.
Children. Yeah. This is old people.
This
isn't children. I have a problem with all these people on social media and the pundits who hate Hollywood, hate celebrities, now kissing Roseanne's rear end. I got a real problem with that. And like I said, I don't have a problem when people talk to the on the left. I don't have a problem with people talking. I'll probably continue watching the show for a little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know.
I think they're kissing her ass because it's just refreshing that somebody.
But then be honest and go, I just wish somebody would talk on our side. Be honest with that and then go, okay, I get that. Mm-hmm. You guys don't have a lot of talent on your side.
But
that
that's not the way he does things.
No, I'm not talking about Trump.
Oh.
I'm talking about the fans.
Yeah.
I'm talking about people on social media that we all know. That every time the Academy's awards, oh, here comes another actor telling us what they think. You got a fucking actor as president
now. But see, I mute every time that. I do not listen to an acceptance speech.
Because you're intelligent and you're rational.
Yay, they won. Okay, that's it. That's all I want to hear.
Yeah, right,
I don't
exactly.
want to hear anything else or... You know, and I understand all the pins you're wearing and everything you're doing. And
all the pins you're wearing. You look like a right? four-star general with all the things.
You know, those are your opinions and you're entitled to them. But do I need to hear them all the time? No.
But that's what it is. What it is coming in. I don't think this show gets made unless most of these characters are coming back.
No, absolutely. And I mean, but that's going to be what's going to make the show decent again is because it's all the same characters.
Yeah.
You know, I think down the line, and it'll only be seen, I mean, you know, that some of the old writers are there. They have new writers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Norm, come on. Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, I know. I didn't really see Norm's genius in these first two episodes.
I think you'll see it at some point.
We'll see.
I think you will.
To see what happens, the writing will have to stay good because the novelty will wear off. Yeah.
I agree with that.
Whitney Cummings, is she an EP on it? Or is she...
Who, Roseanne?
No, Whitney Cummings, executive producer.
I don't know. Wanda Sykes is an executive or consultant, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of good comedic minds in there now, also.
We'll see what happens.
So, yeah.
I had a...
Which I think is smart.
I had a little bit of a problem. First of all, they made the Trump voter apparently vote just on jobs.
Correct.
And I think there's more reasons than that.
We talked about the wall that's not being built.
That's a whole other argument. But here's what's interesting. In the second episode, they make the Connors very, because they what's the younger daughter's name?
Oh,
Sarah Gilbert's character.
Yes.
Her son is not gay, but he likes to wear women's clothes, likes to be flamboyant, blah, blah, blah. Going to be the target.
Was the son on the show gay?
No. I just saw him do an interview this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on GMA.
I thought he was gay.
No.
Oh.
He's 11. He's not gay. He's not gay.
Priest tells you it's fine. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So anyway. So they make the Connors very tolerant of LGBTQ. Mm-hmm. But we've seen the president specifically target the LGBTQ people when it comes to serving the country. I don't want to get into...
And our vice president, who is just...
Right. I don't want to get into whether they can serve or not. I don't want to have that
argument. We're not going to have that argument, I think the good thing about that is that everybody feels that everybody vote for that Trump, and a lot of people on the left feel that people that voted for Trump are intolerant and racist.
But here's the problem.
But that's not the case.
This is a specific thing where Trump has been intolerant.
But we're not talking about Trump himself, Dav. We're talking about the people that voted for Trump.
You think if you're going to put Trump so front and center, don't you think you have to have that conversation on the show too? How you could vote for a guy who's not that tolerant, but you're still tolerant?
Give him a chance. Let's have this conversation in six months, maybe when there's more episodes
out. My best friend is a Republican. Her daughter right now is identifying as a male, and she is extremely supportive of her daughter.
Well, I find
because
that's
it's
Republican.
Her daughter.
I find that's
even
what
though
happened
she,
with Dick Cheney,
even though
but,
she voted for Trump. You know, you can't, you know, turn your back on, you
right,
know,
and I'd like
like
to
this.
See somebody address that. That's what I'd like to, I'd like
but,
to see.
But respectfully, it's the second episode, maybe the mill.
We don't know.
Okay.
Exactly. I mean,
you
I
know,
think that it's
know?
Fantastic that they brought that also into an episode.
I agree.
Because, again, it's not, it's a very thing that's happening right now. And it's not out there, and people are not tolerant of these children that are like them. You know, there's nothing wrong with them. They're just, you know, they just dress differently or whatever. And, I hope that Roseanne will bring it more to the forefront,
right.
Even more so.
Well, here's another thing that bothered me about the show. In the past, Jackie, the sister, was a policewoman. that was her job. That was her last job on the show.
No, I don't think. I think when the show went off the air, she was not a police officer anymore.
Okay. I didn't follow towards the end. But instead, if you're going to be policeman, you got to be pretty strong. They changed her character so much to, as I said earlier, to be the shrill, tree-hugging type of liberal that I would punch in the face.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to agree with you with that because I thought of that a lot during the show. Like, wow, she was a cop. Like,
why can't she be a liberal cop? I mean, because there's liberal cops out there. Mm-hmm. Why can't she still be a liberal but still be a cop?
But a simple reason it's going to be conflict.
But I think she wasn't a cop when the show ended.
Yeah, but now she's a life coach. They made her a life coach.
Oh, now that was just...
That's a little much.
But I think that's where it was at the last season. I can't quite remember, and I should go back and watch it. Because
but she also backed down to Roseanne when they had the argument.
Argument about what?
About who they voted for. Like Jackie says, I'm sorry, and Roseanne never says I'm sorry.
Because Roseanne can't.
But Roseanne has said I'm sorry in the past.
But come on, it's her sister.
I understand. So, I mean, they made the liberal really, really weak. So, which is why when you go to me, is it like All in the Family? No, not really. Now Archie, they made Archie ridiculously ignorant. I'll give you that. They made Archie a character of an ignorant.
But he never said he was sorry either with most things. I don't think he did. Did he ever say sorry to, who was it, George Benson? Who was that? Moving on.
No, he had moments with the meathead.
with
Meathead or the black guy, Jefferson.
Yeah, Sherman Hemsley. Sherman Hemsley, George Jefferson.
I mean, but even in that show, did he ever apologize to George Jefferson? No.
All right. I just felt like the show is very characterist, and hopefully they can flesh it out as it goes on. Both sides. I'd like Roseanne to be a little bit more nuanced
Also, like you said, with the LGBT, that they probably will address enough. Think about it, like we're writing on our project. We'll bring something up, and like character is this. Okay, not right now. However, that's another episode. Even during the break of this show, you pointed to the Michigan. Oh, you know, we'll get to that. So there are points, you know, that are set up that are ripe to be addressed, and you named all the riots. You don't think they're going to address that?
Well, I think my issue.
I think they will as well.
I think the issue is for me is that they were so heavy-handed in the first episode.
But that's because of the hype of the first episode. They had to make it with a punch that is going to get everybody.
Yeah,
to
you got to sell.
Nothing would have done it more than that argument of two sisters not agreeing with Trump. And again, it's very, very much in the forefront of families that. There are people that don't agree within a family.
Right. And also with the whole, you know, it's a show that, you know, for people that are pro-Trump or, that feel like they have a voice now in Hollywood, as silly as it sounds. Now, you said he went over the top with the sister's character because they probably felt it's going to breed conflict. And you have this side and side, which breeds conflict. Conflict breeds pages and pages of dialogue.
Let me ask you this.
But then also, wait a minute, really quickly, just you don't know where anybody else stands. You don't know where... You know, John Goodman stands.
You kind of know
Sarah Gilbert, but you don't. It wasn't completely defined.
Well, we'll see.
And the daughters, or you know, there's that. You know, where are they? Especially Sarah Gilbert's character, which was very interesting.
She's probably the best fleshed out one.
When they said, you know, you're gay, she's like, I never said I was gay.
Right.
There's a whole. That was
she never said she was gay.
They both said, "Oh, you're gay." I don't remember what led up to it, but they said, "Oh, you're gay." And Sarah goes, "I never said I was gay. I'm not gay." You're like, she's denying it.
Right.
I got a problem with this. The conservatives are jumping on board the Roseanne bandwagon now. This is the same woman that did the national anthem, grabbed her crotch, and spit. Did they forget that? Have conservatives forgot that happened? And then Roseanne has the audacity to make a national anthem joke in the show. They go, we're going to do Grace. Oh, Jackie, would you like to kneel for that? This is the same woman that actually did the national anthem.
Right.
And I didn't have a problem with it then. It was something I would do.
She did. But here's the reality of it, okay? Yeah, she did that. She was doing a joke. Some people didn't like it.
A lot on the right, they hated it.
I understand that. But now she's doing it. You see how politicians rip each other apart and suddenly they're pals? So, of course, they're going to do that. It's true. Now, right, exactly. So, with this show, it's now you have this woman that they feel that they can market it to Republicans that feel like they lost their voice in Hollywood. They got that. They're going to.
I feel like you get it a lot more than your brethren do. The people
in respect, too.
Just that you understand what's going on with this whole Roseanne thing better than a lot of the people that were kissing her ass as soon as it came. Like, I understand that you see the big picture, you know what's going on, and you can actually identify.
Well, just as a comic, because I'm a right-wing comic.
These are comics we're talking about.
But what
I'm
saying is,
but
still, I'm a right-wing comic, and I keep doing what I'm doing, because I'm like one of the few people out there. So, so it makes it, I got a little bit of a niche with that stuff, you know, which is kind of what they're doing with that show. So that maybe that's why I feel like
you understand what's going on, and they're just so happy to kiss her ass because it's actually going on. I actually feel like you might be a little bit more enlightened on this than a lot of the people.
I think the Republicans are happy that it is finally somebody who is being kinder to the Republican Party.
Right. And yes, the Republicans.
They just don't have funny people. I mean, Dennis Miller isn't that funny. I'm sorry. Well, he was the guy. He's not that funny.
Well, you know.
Chachi, eh. You know.
Well, Dennis, I like Dennis Miller, but like especially when he did football, you know, the Jets' defense is like essentially the same as the Sophocles attacking Greece. You know, it's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Just say they blow.
Yeah.
Hard facts.
All right. So Tim Allen's show, Last Man Standing. Anybody ever watch that?
I think I watched it once. It's on Friday nights, right?
It's not on now. It was on.
Went to CMT.
I don't know. It was on ABC. No, it was on ABC.
And then it went to a country channel.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the show was canceled by ABC last year.
Yeah, but it's on another channel.
No, it's not on anywhere. It's just, you're missing syndication. It's not on a new one.
No.
Yes, it did. No, because there was a whole big thing. So anyway, the show did well in the ratings. Alan portrayed a conservative man on that show. His character was conservative. When it was canceled, he and conservatives said it was because it was a conservative show. Fox is considering bringing the show back in some shape or form. I never thought it was canceled because it was a conservative show, because I think networks think as long as they're making money, they don't give a shit what the hell you do. You could sodomize a dog on there if nobody complains and it's bringing in sponsors. But that's just big business, man. That's just the way it is.
Don't worry. PetSmart is putting millions of dollars into this.
Sure. They're the new hemorrhoid cream.
Petco, where the pets blow.
Funny. But Tim Allen was crying. And people, there was a whole big thing. A lot of people online was that were conservative saying ABC took the show off the air because he was a conservative. Can we put that to rest now? Because ABC just put on the biggest Trump supporter.
Yeah.
So can we stop with that, Joe? Are you fine with that?
If they put that on, yeah.
They put Roseanne. Well, they put Roseanne on. Yeah. So the same network that canceled Tim Allen because he was a conservative allegedly gave Roseanne.
That's why they canceled him?
That's why Tim Allen. That's what Tim Allen and his friends were crying. I never bought that.
But I wonder how the ratings were good.
The ratings were decent.
Did they give a Did the network give a reason why they canceled?
You know what? They said something, but you know how it is. They just want to go in a different direction. There's no a lot of popular shows get canceled. It's just the way it is.
But the same thing before you said is as long as the show gets ratings, the network could care less. This was getting ratings.
But why would
I'm not starting an argument.
But I'm saying why would you've been in a lot of them.
But I'm not in an argument lately, too. No, but to expand on that, why are you?
But why would ABC, if it was really making that much money, why would ABC cancel it? And then less than a year later bring in Roseanne? It makes no sense. They just want to make money.
Well, doesn't everybody?
Yes, I don't have a problem with that. That's why I'm not saying boycott Roseanne. Watch it. Hope they make money. I don't think it's a reflection on Trump. I think people want to see Roseanne, and maybe some people want to see a different point of view. I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. I don't have to like it. It doesn't have to be for me. I'll probably watch another episode or two, but only because I used to watch the old one, and I'm curious. Only because it's Roseanne, and I've always considered Roseanne a groundbreaking comedian. I don't think she's the smartest cookie. I never thought she was the smartest cookie.
Very groundbreaking, though.
Absolutely. Yeah. I always thought she was underrated when people think about like the legendary comics. I felt like she hasn't gotten her due. Doesn't mean I want to get political views for her, but you know, if she wants to have a show and it's good and it's entertaining,
means that you don't want to get political views from anybody.
I don't.
Like that, which I don't either.
I don't. Yeah. I don't need an entertainer.
Keep your
telling
political
me how to
views
think.
To yourself.
No, I don't think you have to keep it to yourself. I just don't have to listen to it, and I don't have to get pissed off by it.
Correct.
You know, it doesn't affect me. Do you think it's being brought back now because Alan is conservative? Because Fox is considering bringing it back.
Is Fox conservative? Which way do they go again?
It's not Fox News. It's the entertainment division.
I think so.
They give Seth MacFarlane a platform, and he's very liberal. Okay. So
I think so, because a lot of times in Hollywood, they're afraid to try stuff. Now, if you see, you know, now that they're seeing that Roseanne came out and, you know, did favorably, they're like, you know what? Maybe we'll bring this back out.
So it's not necessarily that the show is so great. It's just like, God bless you. Like, we got this in the tank, so we might as well give it a shot.
And why not?
Yeah. I don't have a problem with it.
We're all in show business. It's not a feel-good moment. They have a chance to make money, you know?
I don't have a problem with it.
Ride on the coattails of Roseanne.
Exactly.
I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying, hey, people on the right, let's not make it a big political movement.
Right.
It's like everything. It's about money. That's all. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
absolutely.
I think too many people want to say that this is some type of movement.
No, it's not a movement.
It's
all about money, and they have an opportunity to make money with the show again.
When they start putting no names up there with these type of shows, then I might go, well, maybe it is a movement. But Tim Allen's a very bankable star. Roseanne Barr is a bankable star. You're not taking great chances. People are going to
give
these people a chance.
No, they have proven track records making millions of dollars.
Exactly.
And maybe Fox doing it. Now, who ABC canceled?
ABC canceled. Fox is talking about bringing it back as a reboot.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Is it a reboot after a year? Is that considered a reboot?
I think there are going to be some different changes. And I saw one clip of it, and they were very aggressive against Hillary. Some of it was funny. But, you know, it's like, okay. I don't remember liberals crying about Tim Allen's show being, you know, anti-Hillary. I feel like the right gets very pissed off about Hollywood because they just want to bitch. I want to feel, in that case, like they're snowflakes. Although, I'm seeing, like I said, I'm seeing some people reacting to Roseanne in a snowflakey way, too. It's like, fucking enough. Just enough.
Yeah, but if you got Tim Allen has the feeling that his show was canceled due to his conservative views, of course the conservative party's going to run over to it and go, he's got a point.
Tim Allen should go, you know what, 8 years is a pretty good fucking run for my second sitcom. Maybe I should be happy with that and go back to making Disney movies.
And some people don't even get one good sitcom.
Exactly. How about being grateful, Tim?
How long was the show on?
The second one was on 8 years.
This show?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Friday night, though. That's why.
Oh, we're all in the office.
Joe. That's right. Yeah.
It's really hard to have sour grapes when you have an 8-year run.
Yeah.
That's why it makes it so disingenuous.
Mm-hmm. All right. You want to know something? I'm starting to change my opinion. I didn't realize. I thought the show was out for 2 years.
No, 8-year run.
All right.
So he's going to get the syndication money and all that good stuff.
All right. I think maybe the way. All right.
Is it syndicated already?
It might be. That's probably what you're seeing on CMT. I don't know.
If not, it
will be.
Yeah.
It will be.
All right. Well, you want to know something in that vein. After an 8-year run on a show, the ratings always go down. They probably figured the ratings weren't there. Tim Allen might have felt, you know, that it was for a conservative thing. But now that I hear, I
we'd all love an 8-year run on
TV. Well, right. And now they're going to bring it back because now that.
Maybe.
Because they're probably investigating. They're probably watching how well Roseanne does.
I don't think they should compare one to the other. I think Roseanne's ratings are going to tail off. I think there was a curiosity thing. I think Roseanne will do well for a while, but there was a reason why that show ended too. They kind of ran out of ideas.
I would say realistically, if I was a network executive, I would say if Roseanne's show gets renewed for another year, and then if it gets renewed for another year, I might give this, you know.
I think Roseanne will get another year.
Yeah, I get another year. I give.
Yeah, they already ordered a second season.
Yeah, so I would order, you know, if I was the guy, you know, see it going well, I'd order a season. What's the season? 13, was it 8 shows?
Is it 16?
Or 16 shows?
Well,
something
it depends if they do like this half season shit or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Or like a Netflix is an 8-season show.
Yeah. It might be a short season.
And the thing about it is, it's like Tim Allen's bankable. So if I have to go in front of the board, he's bankable. We see a market here. We'll order a season.
I don't have a problem with it. I don't think it needs to be a political movement. That's all.
I don't think it needs to be political either. Just say what you're doing. You're doing it for the fucking money.
Well, right. I have no problem with that.
Well, then
Tim Allen has always made money. We're going to give it another shot. Okay.
Well, look at it this way: you got all the media and stuff like that is left leaning and this, that, and the other thing, and now you got these two shows that are Republican. Eventually, we're going to get bored shitless.
I think there is a hunger for a well written, funny, right leaning show, because there isn't really. Because let's be honest, the right doesn't really make good entertainment.
Yeah,
I mean, they not like as far as funny. Entertainment. They haven't really been good at it. Their comedians aren't generally that good, you know, the famous ones. So I think there is a hunger for it. And make the money. I'm not going to boycott it.
That's what they're doing now.
I also think sitcoms, the whole art is kind of tired. You know, I think the whole sitcom thing has petered out.
And let them boycott. You boycott. Now you're turning more attention.
I agree.
To the shows like a gold mine.
I agree. I think it's the fool. Listen, I don't think Trump needs to talk about it. I think he should be off to better things. I don't think the liberals need to get all fucking up in arms because Roseanne is doing a right-wing show and she's promoting right-wing. Who the fuck cares? Don't watch it.
Apparently the news, the media does.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. I was going to talk about Sinclair Media, which is a big story too, but time is short. So we will have to do that another time. Right. So we will call it a night. We will thank some people.
I didn't even know what that Sinclair thing is. What is that?
I would have explained it to you. They own a bunch of TV stations, and they had all their anchors reading of the same fucking message about other media sources. Oh. It was kind of Orwellian. But yeah, it's kind of weird. But we'll do that another time. That's neither here nor there. So let's thank some folks. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao, T-A-O, of Energy, LLC.
Portobello Bank. Let's try that again. Take two. Portobello is Bragg. Let's take three.
Christ.
Let
the woman do it.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day.
Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. And Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event.
Is he this good with the announcements at the end of the show?
I don't know what's happening with him tonight.
The long night and a dry throat. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. And Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by side-splitting production owner Davin of Davin's Den. One is being prepared, and we'll let you know when it happens. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Denise, who's at the club this weekend?
Oh, I'm hungry.
It's really good food. Denise, who's at Bananas
this
weekend?
Who's at Bananas this weekend?
I figured you would know since you put the shows together. Thought you'd be the one to ask.
Oh, Sam Morril is there.
Okay, what's Sam been on?
Oh, now I'm tired and I don't remember. For
Christ's sakes.
I'm so sorry.
All right.
I know he was on last week.
Where's the website so people can learn who's going to be there?
Bananascomedyclub.com.
Okay.
Yay.
And what do you got, like about a month and a half worth of the calendar up there?
Yeah, well, TJ Miller's in August. I know that. Yeah, definitely go to the website because I don't remember what shows are on there. I didn't know it was going to be a Q&A like that. I would have been prepared.
Obviously, I'm going to give you an opportunity.
This is true.
Not breaking ground.
Come any weekend. Every weekend is good.
Absolutely.
Whether it's somebody you know or not. Comedy's comedy. Just come to laugh.
Sounds good to me. Bananas Comedy Club.
Thank you.
Joe, where are you going to be?
All right. With the band this weekend, two dates. Fragile Sky is playing at Gussie's Bar, 20-14 29th Street in Astoria. That'll be Saturday, April 7th. Then Sunday, April 8th, we're going to be playing with Punky Meadows, formerly of Angel, at Mexicali Blues Club. Actually, what's it called now? It's called
Debonair Music Hall.
Debonair Music Hall playing for Punky Meadows on Sunday. So go there and check that out.
I am off this week, and I will be seeing Mr. Bon Jovi.
Oh, nice.
I took Saturday off.
But shouldn't you be dealing with your religious duties this weekend?
No. No, I want to see Bon Jovi. And the wife didn't want to go on Sunday night. She wanted to go on Saturday night, so that's why I'm not working this week.
Never seen him. I'm a Jersey girl, and I've never seen him.
Be my third time. Haven't seen him in a bunch of years. Going to go see Bon Jovi. So I'm off. So there'll be a concert review next week.
Nice. I met the keyboard player. The keyboard player was Uncle Vinny's. And I met him,
really?
David Bryan. I was like, humming, humming, humming. So I went, so I went up to him because I made that Bon Jovi joke about the Advil. And I go, don't tell the boss. And he started laughing. I go, can I get a picture of him with Don? He goes, why don't you sit down? And why I was there was Bob Kelly was headlining, and David Bryan's daughter is on Bob Kelly's show. She mentioned to the parents, Bob Kelly's going to be down there, so they came to see the show. Really good dude.
Nice.
We sat at the table with him for an hour.
What a moment. Look at that, a keyboard moment.
Yeah, oh, I asked him all keyboard questions.
Next week's show, Pip is back, allegedly. We'll see.
Allegedly,
I don't know. That's what I'm told. Walt is supposed to be here. Walt has a game. Remember, this is the challenge.
Walt's game.
Walt was supposed to create a game with a bumper. With the music, so we'll see what Walt has for us. That'll be, it will be interesting. That'll be next week. Denise, thank you so much.
Yeah, Dee, thank you so much.
It was enjoyable.
This has been years in the making.
Yeah,
it wasn't so bad, right?
No, it wasn't.
Always had the humor because I always come here.
He does the same thing
when he's there. Yeah,
I know. It was definitely enjoyable.
Good.
Hopefully, it won't be my last.
It won't.
Bananas Comedy Club. Thank you guys for listening. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.